Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Paul Easterling. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Wade Hoyt. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank O'Rourke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Stiles. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Raleigh Stiles. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. McManus reaches second base with a double. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Metzler moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Metzler trying to get to home. Alexander throws to Hayworth who tags Metzler for the out. Goslin moves to third. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult who is chasing the ball. Stone reaches third base with a triple. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Easterling. The throw from Farrell and he is out, O'Rourke applying the tag. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stiles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk who is chasing the ball. Metzler reaches third base with a triple. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easterling is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stone. The throw from Farrell and he is out, O'Rourke applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 1 in the game. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Hayworth reaches second base with a double. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyt bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hayworth moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Funk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Stiles covering. Safe. Hayworth scores. Hoyt moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles is 0 for 1 in the game. Stiles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Blue reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue tags and moves to third. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Goslin steals third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easterling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Metzler. Easterling reaches second base with a double. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyt hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Funk hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Badgerow pinch hits for Raleigh Stiles. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Geringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Geringer hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jimmy Shevlin now playing first base. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzler tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Tigers. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goslin moves to third. Charlie Sullivan now pitching. Earl McNeely pinch runs for Rick Farrell. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goslin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Tigers. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. McNeely moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Clyde Mannion now catching. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Easterling strikes out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 3 in the game. Koenig strikes out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hayworth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Easterling. Blue reaches second base with a double. Kimsey moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kimsey tags and scores. Blue tags and moves to third. One out. It's 5-4, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gosselin hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 5, Browns, 5. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Kress moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Schult is called out on strikes. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shevlin scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Shevlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shevlin takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shevlin moves to second. Two outs. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Easterling hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-4 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Koenig. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Geringer hits a line drive towards third. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. McManus reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Shevlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shevlin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shevlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kimsey hits a line drive into left field. Stone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stone. Kimsey moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-6 in the game, with two doubles. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Easterling. Blue reaches second base with a double. Kimsey scores. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.